But again, we got winds out of the north today.
Yeah.
So that's not
bad.
That's
going to be okay.
We can live with that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
But probably going to have to start pouring some salt water on your lawn for too long. Just remember, as Neil Sperry tells you, that Bermuda don't take near as much water as that St. Augustine, you know, if you decide you want to go that route.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me see. It's Friday. We got 20 minutes
left. I got a little bit of both.
A little bit of both what?
Bermuda and St.
Augustine. Yeah, I know. Unless you have like a lawn person.
Right.
Most everybody does. If you use spray sunscreen, okay?
Uh-oh.
Here we go. It's
got
time
my
for,
attention.
All right. Because it's time once again for Nanny Stateville. The FDA has issued a brand new warning. Hold your breath.
Oh.
There are concerns that consumers could be accidentally inhaling the sunscreen during application. That means that you will not be able to get a... Yeah, that's right. Yep. That's right. Yep.
And we sent our son to preschool with aerosol...
What kind of parents are
today?
You?
The worst.
God.
We're just the worst.
For spray-on sunscreen and other tanning products, we should be really spraying them into our hands and then applying them.
The whole idea behind spray-on is that you don't have to put it on your hands.
As you see, that is not the right way. Because after all, I know you want the palms of your hands to be tan. I know you do. You've said that before.
Yeah, I want the tannest palms.
Yeah. Kids are especially at risk of accidental inhalation. Avoid letting them apply sunscreen by themselves. Spray the product on the hand away from the face. You know what that means, though, is it means that your nostrils won't get sunburned.
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
We sprayed on your finger and right up there.
One more thing for you as a parent to worry about. Hello?
You're supposed to inhale it. Therefore, your lungs are protected from UV rays.
That's true.
So could you inhale it and then smoke and be all right?
I think you could. Well, it would be good for the children if you buy the cigarettes.
Well, buying the cigarettes is good for the children.
Again, you don't have to do that. Well, I got two directions to go. We can do the story in India where they take the fish out of the kid's lung.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, I didn't think I would. You know, a lot of U.S. American smokers are upset when restaurants start instituting no smoking policies. New Zealand is hoping to create a smoke-free nation.
New Zealand?
Nation. Yep.
Well, you know, New Zealand's.
The old Kiwi government announced a 40% hike in tobacco taxes over the next 4 years, cigarette prices.
It's turbacky.
Yeah, sorry. Turbacky. The turbacky prices. Cigarette prices in that country are already among the highest in the world by the year 2016, $15 a pack. $15 a pack. Now, if that sounds like a lot of money, health officials actually talked about raising the price to $75 a pack at one point, hoping that that would keep people from smoking. No, if you do that, you've got to keep it high, but not too high, because if you make it 75, there'll be a black market.
Yep.
I mean,
just ask Al Capone.
Sure. Yeah, you know, you make it that cost prohibitive. There'll be somebody who'll be out there, psst, want to buy these for $40, and there'll be people who'll take the risk. At 15, they'll look at it and go, eh, not so much. So if you could have some famous person come over to your house while you barbecue hot dogs this weekend.
Bob French. No.
Yeah, really. Only if he brings potato salad.
Yep. Got to do that anyway. Uh-huh. So Smithsonian Magazine asked their reader, so I say that up front, so that you know that Britney Spears is not going to be on this list.
Then it's completely invalid.
Yeah. Nor will a Kardashian, but nonetheless, Smithsonian Magazine asked their readers, and of course, family was the top of the list, okay? Family was top of the list. I'll go ahead and
boring.
Give you
that. Yeah. Come on. Okay. Suck up. Very good.
Really?
Now.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Could we really talk
all
about
right.
it?
What
yeah.
is, and let me guess. Is Aunt Ethel about to kick it?
Yeah.
So you're hoping not get left
yeah,
out of the will.
That's right.
So,
go ahead.
I'd love for her to
So
yeah.
I don't know. Any people living or dead.
Oh, dead. That,
living or, well,
that
yeah.
That expands the field.
No, the other thing is Jesus always makes
yeah.
the list.
Jesus is on the list, too.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, every one of the people on this list is dead, by the way, so that ought to make you feel good. Hello?
Every man's going to agree with me. Robin Meade on CNN.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, the others who know who you're talking about. Yeah. Scott, I must take umbrage with the fact that you said everyone on the list is dead, okay. And you mentioned that Jesus is on the list.
There you go. There you go. But why would you want to?
Okay.
What, but I mean, apart from that, why would you want a dead guy over for barbecue? Right, really, you know.
Prop him up. He doesn't eat much.
That's no, right. That's true.
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're saying is that this person, were they still alive? And one of the people who's not on here, which I thought would be interesting, was Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison might be interesting.
What about George Washington?
Yeah, he's on there. He's number
Abraham
eight.
Lincoln.
Yeah, he's number five. Yeah.
John Wayne.
Nope.
Oh, communists.
Well, it's Smithsonian. They're all liberal.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're better than us.
Well, they're all liberal, but yet Jesus was on the list.
Yeah, that's true.
Only because
they probably won't invite him over just to try to provoke him.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Come on. Here's some water. Let's have some wine there.
Come on. I got a fish and a loaf. How many you going to make?
That's right.
Okay.
Only because I'm reading two books right now that are.
About Jesus?
About. No.
Do you read a page at a
well,
time?
Well, no. I read a little bit of a book every day about Jesus, but two biographies about Abraham Lincoln and General Earl Rudder. Only because I'm reading books about both of them right now. So.
Okay.
That's who I'd.
Both of them?
I'd have over.
Okay.
Yeah. They might like each other too. You know.
Never can tell.
There you go.
You got anybody in mind, Chase?
Me? Yeah. Stuff like this is just easier to make light of. So
yeah, it is.
But
Leonardo da Vinci's on there. That would probably be pretty cool. You
yeah,
know?
As long as you could bridge the cultural gap.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you're talking centuries of. I mean, yeah. Right.
But you know, show him an iPhone. See,
right.
See where he goes with that.
Well, just to kind of take a page of, you know, no pun intended, take a page from what Tom was talking about. I'm almost done. I think I'm about halfway through episode 7 of 8 of Ken Burns' The Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time that I've ever watched it start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it would I would probably want either Lincoln or Robert E. Lee.
Yeah. See, I think Steve.
Yeah.
I think Steve.
You get
Jobs,
him at the same table. That'd be good. Yeah.
I think Steve Jobs would be interesting because Steve Jobs' view. Of the marketplace is so different than anybody else's. That's
I'd
why
say Elvis, but he ain't dead.
Well, he ain't dead.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
All right, so who's on the list? People are yelling at the radio right now.
Ben Franklin's number one.
Really?
Or number one behind your family.
Well, you
Ben
know,
Franklin.
You know why Ben Franklin? Because people know not only is he interesting, Franklin knew how to party.
That's right. Oh yeah, he did.
Chances are, if you invite Ben Franklin over while you barbecue hot dogs. Somebody's going to end up in the pool with no clothes on. And it's probably going to be him.
That's right. And he wasn't real svelte.
No.
But that's okay.
But you know what? Shameless fat guy running around naked? That's a party
right
there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one for the ages.
He's a party.
And bring out the kites?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
He'll
come up a cloud,
time.
Tie a key off.
Yeah. Golly.
Ben's getting crazy. Here we go. Thomas Jefferson?
I was wondering about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Jesus. Number 5 is Abe Lincoln. Number 6, John Adams. Interesting.
Most people thought, I'd invite Sam Adams to my...
Yeah, let's bring Sam on in there. Then Da Vinci, George Washington, Albert Einstein, and Mark Twain. So there you go.
Nobody living except for Jesus.
Nobody living. That's it.
That's
so there you go.
Well, I said I take umbrage with his comment that everybody was dead.
Yeah, I got you.
Safe sleep tips for first-time parents or parents of newborn babies. Did you know that all babies less than 1 year of age should sleep on their back? Scott and White Healthcare and Kohl's Department Store have teamed up to provide you with great information about safe sleep for your baby and how to prevent sudden infant death. Blankets and toys can actually harm your sleeping baby and may lead to sudden infant death. For more tips on how to keep your baby safe while sleeping, log on to safebabies.sw.org. If after visiting the site you still have questions and are concerned about your child's sleep patterns, breathing, or crying, call your pediatrician at once. Safebabies.sw.org will help you learn all the do's and don'ts concerning safe sleep and safety for your baby. Scott and White Healthcare's team of over 50 pediatricians and specialists will be happy to answer any question or provide new baby consultations. Rest assured, Scott and White Healthcare and Kohl's Safe Baby Partnership was developed to help you and your baby be safe. Safebabies.sw.org.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
As a business owner, you examine how your business operates every day. Everyone and everything needs to be efficient. So, do you know what you're paying for your copier, fax, or printer? We do. CTWP is a locally owned and operated business equipment distributor. We represent the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who have called CTWP for a free consultation and let us do the work. Call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station in Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Jayco, Puma, Rockwood, and many more. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station, get a brand new Jayco J-Flight for just $130 a month. Stock number 1437, sell price $13,995, 10% down plus TT&L, 6.99% APR, 144 months with approved credit. Easy to tow, easy on gas, big on family fun for just $130 a month. Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Hey, 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. When's the last time you changed your windshield wipers? Huh?
Just in the last couple of weeks on both vehicles.
Well, actually, they do start to maybe not perform so well after just 6 months. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Give them a once-over with glass cleaner or dish soap every once in a while.
Oh, that way when it rains, you get suds.
Yeah, which would be perfect. actually, what happens is, you know, junk kind of builds up on the rubber and leaves a little residue there. So you clean it off just every once in a while. Just something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
The GPS smartphone, you know, if you got that GPS or your smartphone that says home, got the home button, you know, to get you back home from wherever you happen to be traveling.
Right, yeah.
You need to go ahead and change your address.
Oh, okay.
Somebody steals your GPS and they punch home. What do they got? Where you live.
Ah.
There
you go.
Well, I mean, really? Okay, what? So let's say you're at the Stop and Gulp in Pocatello, Idaho.
Right.
Do you really have to hit home to get back home at that point?
I don't know.
Couldn't you find the nearest major highway to guide you within a reasonable distance to where you might recognize, I don't know, a landmark? Because I'm pretty sure I could be on the dark side of the moon, and by the time I see Waco, I know I'm getting pretty close. That's just
you,
me,
sir.
Though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you, sir, don't realize some of the mozons who you share the road with,
I
right?
I know.
Yeah, it is. It's a scary situation, but, yep, that's it. I know, you're just freaked out because you're going to have to start holding your breath when you squirt that stuff on your kid.
Well, I'm not worried about my boy. You know, he's messed up anyway. So
too late,
he ain't right. He's my kid. He ain't right.
Money is so tight in Greece.
How tight is it, Scott?
Thank you. Newborn babies being held ransom by hospitals.
Oh,
by hospital, yeah. Athens Hospital allegedly refused to release a woman's baby over an unpaid $1,500 maternity ward bill.
Did she tell them she had the money? She just needed them to have some more patience?
That's what she did. Heard what you did.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell it's Friday? Can you tell I've been up late the last three nights?
Well, yeah, but imagine if there have been two games. Oh. The woman says she finally...
I will confess, yeah. Right here on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, and I said this on air last night, that one of the things that made that series nice was that I could get excited for both teams.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And you could get excited no matter what happened. But at the same time, I wasn't totally let down that we didn't have to go until 11 o'clock last night. So
yeah.
Nothing against the Bryan Vikings.
Not at all. I mean, not at all.
Which again, by the way, four great pitchers in two games.
Yeah,
actually five great pitchers in two games. So,
yeah, fun.
Just
that
saying.
Makes it big. And we were discussing that off the air. You know, you don't want a 7-0 ball game after three innings.
No.
No.
Just don't.
No.
just don't want one.
No, these games were not decided until the very last. There was a lot of drama, a lot of full counts, ton of runners left on base last night, and just fun. Fun.
Yeah. And
tell my daddy brought the, oh, sorry.
What?
Tell his daddy took the
T-Bird away.
Yeah. Well, he said fun, and it's getting near the end of the show.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Our second Beach
because
Boy.
This is Beach Music Month, right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Our second Beach Boy reference for this morning, which we were all hoping we would maybe have another one of.
Right. Hey, Scott, it's Friday. You want to give something away? I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I got some ducats over here. But it is Friday.
Well, what do you got ducats for?
Well, you know.
Oh, nothing like baseball or anything.
Oh no. Right. That's NCAA. They don't give nothing away free.
Can't give anything away.
No.
By the way, if you're going to the regional today, keep in mind because it is officially an NCAA event, you cannot laugh or have fun.
That's right.
That's against NCAA rules.
That's right.
I just want you to know that.
And
if you laugh or have fun, you're probably going to get put on probation.
Especially Rick or Mike Fitch, whoever's doing the game, they will not be able to have any fun on the PA. So, you know.
Well, I'm just talking about the fans in general.
Yeah, or the fans, right.
This is serious business.
Yes, right.
Well, all right, then. Let's play Jethro Trivia. 695-1620.
For no tickets to baseball.
All right. 695-1620, it'll be tickets. Well, it'll be tickets to Schlitterbahn, which is not a bad thing. You know, that's an okay deal. So, tickets to 695-1620, and we prefer if you haven't played before.
There you go.
You know, because...
Or we mandate that you haven't played before.
Oh, okay, we could do that. Yeah. If we recognize your name, you can't play. And if you know Jethro Trivia, that's okay.
If we recognize your name, we're going to make you buy us more tickets.
695-1620 to play Jethro Trivia with the boys this morning.
Start drawing a hard line here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go ahead.
Phones are lit up.
Hey there, who's this?
Blake.
Say it again.
Blake.
Blake's out of school.
Blake's out of school. That's exactly right. Okay.
Blake, what grade did you just finish?
12th grade. I'm graduating today.
Oh, congratulations.
What school do you go to?
Consol.
All right.
And Blake, what are you going to do after that?
I'm going to Houston Baptist University.
Good
congratulations.
For you.
Okay. Do you know?
That's in Dallas, right? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Blake knows where.
So Blake, do you know about Jethro Trivia?
Kind of. My mom told me to call.
There you go. All right.
See, he's graduating and he's still obedient. How about that?
There you
that?
Go.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Jethro. And he's going away to school, so, you know.
I'm a girl.
All right. Right. Okay, Blake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way to go.
Okay.
Way to go, guys. Okay, Jethro Trivia.
What's the first time? Excuse me. I only know of one other female named Blake, so my apologies, Blake. I just know.
It's
was
all good.
It, was it Blake Lively? That's the
you got a, you
actor
got a,
something
you got
or
a sophisticated name for a girl. I'll
that's right.
That.
It's, one of, it's one of a kind. It's like go. Chase with a C or
yeah,
two C's.
There you go. Okay, here we go. This
shut
is
up,
our,
Scott.
This is our oddly informative little
don't
news
listen to
quiz.
Him, Blake. Don't say shut up to people.
I know. Okay, this is our oddly informative news quiz. She's rolling her eyes at her.
I know.
Really.
Yeah, Mom, why'd you make me do this?
Why did I call?
Yeah.
I thought this was Candy 95.
Yeah, two of these guys sound really old, Mom. Okay. What's the deal?
This is about pop culture and recent current events, okay? So,
okay.
All right, very. What was your best subject in school?
History.
All right.
There
good.
You go.
This will work. A review of the records of shipwrecks since the Titanic shows that along with not having enough lifeboats and playing chicken with icebergs, sailors around the world also immediately give up what idea after that tragedy? Now, we're going to give you some multiple-choice answers. Tom will answer, Chase will answer, and then you have a chance to either agree with them or do something else. Again, here's the question. The records of shipwrecks since the Titanic, along with not having enough lifeboats and playing chicken with icebergs, sailors around the world almost immediately give up on what idea? Is it A, sailing at night, B, women and children first, C, showing any movies with Leonardo DiCaprio, or D, shuffleboard? What do they give up first, Tom?
What was
sailing,
the first one?
It's sailing at night.
Yeah, sailing at night.
Women and children first, showing any movies with Leo in them, or shuffleboard.
I'll say sailing at night.
Sailing at night. Chase.
I think it's B, women and children.
Okay, Blake, what do you think?
The first one.
Sailing at night.
Yeah.
So they gave up sailing at night. Are you sure you don't want to rethink that it might be another answer other than sailing at night?
Is it the second one?
Women and children first. Yes!
Yeah!
Exactly right.
How about that?
Wow!
Golly.
Man, she's smart.
And she's graduating.
As a matter of fact, a new study from Sweden finds that most shipwrecks are more apt to use the slogan, every man for himself.
Yep.
So there you go.
Right.
That's it. See how easy that was, Blake. What's your last name?
Martin.
Blake Martin.
Blake,
okay.
Martin.
We got
four.
We got four tickets to Schlitterbahn. You make the choice as to what park you want, whether it's New Braunfels, South Padre, or Galveston.
Galveston.
Galveston. All right.
Galveston. You got four tickets because you're graduating today. We give you two extra as a graduation gift, Blake.
Do something. Yay. Okay, and do something memorable when you get up on stage, okay?
All right.
Thanks
okay,
a
you
lot,
can get
Blake.
Them at our studio yeah. anytime, Blake.
Be careful that's encouraging right. that, Scott.
Oh, all right. Just to Blake. I'm not saying that to anybody else. Blake sounds like a reasonable person. All right. Come by the studio. That's top floor Crystal Park Plaza.
And about the worst thing you can do is, you know,
challenge a high schooler.
Mistake a gender is what I was going to say.
Oh, well, Blake's had it happen. Thank you, Blake, for being gracious. Okay. Hey, all right, we got a minute left. I got nothing on this day in history.
Nothing. Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. The movies today. Oh, here we go. If Men in Black could be zapped by the neutralizer, everybody's expecting Snow White and the Huntsman, which hits the theaters today, to be.